My name's Naomi.
My name's Claire.
And we're on episode 2 of season 2 of
Have More Adventure.
And today we thought that we would read to you some entertaining quotes by Gus. These are just things we've collected over the past couple of months of being quarantined with him. I'll start. One of the first quotes we have is Gus saying, "I'm going to turn myself into a piece of cheese and eat myself."
And then Rex and Dinah want to play the piano at 9:30.
Of course, at bedtime when it's time for him to go to sleep. Those are his stuffed animals that he sleeps with. He has some special words that he likes to say. For essential oils, he says essential oils. And he has a little factory where he makes them for his friends and his hygienists and different people. He also says for the word seasoning.
Seasoning,
yep. He's also said this.
"Your chicks are peeping dough," and he's frequently checking on them, so it's really cute.
Yeah. He says, "Are pirates real?" These are these late-night conversations that we have. The other day, he said something cute.
"My pinky needs to sneeze," which is really funny.
Yeah. And he loves to say, to snuggle in the morning because he's cold. I guess his covers fall off. So, the other morning, he got in and he said, "Mom, I love to snuggle you because you're cozy and you have lots of hotness, like a piece of toast."
Apparently, you're toast, Mom.
I know, yeah.
So, one time, we were going to our friend's house, and he wanted to put on his day clothes and his night clothes. So, whenever we went to bed, he would have his night clothes on. So, I thought it was really cute. So, he had two pairs of clothes on.
Yeah. Doug came in as Gus was snuggling with me to get warm, and Doug said, "Gus, your breakfast sandwich is ready." And Gus said,
"I didn't order that."
Stinker. And the last thing is,
"Tell Mom she is beautiful."
And what did he say?
"You're a mole."
Thanks, Gus.
Apparently you're a mole.
I'm a mole. This morning, we were laying in bed. And it was about 7:15, and for some reason, Gus thought it would be fun to sing Little Bunny Foo Foo and bop me on the head. This is a great way to wake up.
Yeah, that's how he likes to wake us up, jumping on us.
Yeah. So, Claire, tell us what you've been up to lately. You've had lots of things have been canceled. You have all the time in the world at home. You have been busy doing school, but what else have you been up to?
I've been taking care of the chicks that we have and holding them. They're really cute, but now they're a lot bigger than they were. I've been painting. Painted a mushroom.
And it is beautiful.
Strange.
I love it.
Okay. I've been crocheting, like I am right now.
Yeah. You helped to make a bunch of art kits.
Yes.
To hand out to kids who were stuck at home.
made bread.
You made matzo.
I did make matzo. We couldn't find any in the store, so I just made it.
He made it for Passover. What else did you make? You made a French silk pie.
Yeah, the first one was disgusting. It was like eating Jell-O in a pie. And then the second one we fixed, but
and it was too good. We can never make it again. No. It was ridiculously good.
No. Yeah, we've been following a lot of the Joanna Gaines recipes. We did her zucchini bread, her cookies, and then the silk pie.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So Claire's been cooking a lot. She also is doing crocheting right now, so that's a new, she just started that, so it'll be fun to see what she's known how to do it, but this most recent project. Oh, and what are you reading, Claire?
Oh, I'm reading the Green Emperor series, the last book. It's really good.
What do you think about it so far?
I'm not spoiling anything.
Well, we want to spoil it, but what do you think about it?
It's really good. The beginning was a little bit depressing, and then it got a lot better, but
okay, yeah. So note to readers out there, stick with it. The beginning might be a little sad, but
it gets a lot better.
It gets better. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Claire has a birthday coming up on Friday. She'll be 13, and we have some fun surprises, which I will not be telling her about right now. We'll just have to come back on and talk about that once we've had her birthday fun.
And we've also gone to the cabin.
We went to the cabin. Talk about that.
Yeah, we were hiking some trails, and we found some lady slippers, which were really pretty. And then we just did, a little Easter egg hunt there since we couldn't do it at our cousin's house. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yep. I would say Claire's been outside more than anybody. She's been working on gymnastics, right? You've got some
Not new... really. I've been trying to do some things, but I can't.
You are getting much better at those. And gardening. And we've got two watermelon mounds.
Oh, we built a trail.
We built a trail. Oh, my goodness.
How many berms? 1, 2. I think 5.
It's berms. A bike trail. We've got... They've made 5 berms. I can take no credit for this. But, it is an awesome bike trail, but what the bonus is that, like, every night I've been going out about sunset and just walking the trail, and it is so peaceful and beautiful, and there's a creek that you can hear just trickling away, and it's really so pretty. Lovely. Yeah, this is where we found a lady slipper on our property, which we had no idea was there, and there's only one.
So.
We'll see.
Better not step on.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening. And as always,
have more adventure.